Okay. Okay, good talk, everybody. Good car. As always, I want to begin by thanking everybody for coming to Erev Yom Tov. It's a busy time for everybody. And I'll try not to keep people too long. I do appreciate everybody coming to help me stop aging while we're talking. We kidded in our family that my mother, Lashon, was an extremely considerate person. That's not kidding, that's true. She was considerate to a fault. And therefore, there's absolutely no way, now maybe something's more cheerful. Tell you something. We'll bring some more chairs. I'm proud to say that my mother, Hashem, was considered to fault. There's no way she would have taken our Rosh Hashanah to miss our Rosh Hashanah, especially if the son is a rav and has things to do in the shul. It's a very, very busy time, and no time, I guess, to do it, but our Rosh Hashanah was quite a time to pick. In any event, try to make a CM every year on this occasion, and again, I appreciate that he's coming, especially in the busy times that I've got to. This year, I decided to learn the Maseches Arla, Yerushalmi Maseches Arla. Somebody asked me, one of my sons, he asked me, why did you pick that? I don't have a good answer. I don't know. I'm not sure why I thought of all things at Arla. I did have this first when I was working Yerushalmi. What did I do, Yerushalmi?
I'm playing ball instead of Yerushalmi.
Right, right. No, so actually, when I worked for art school, I worked a little bit on Maseches Arla, now on the translation. I don't know why I thought of that. The truth of the matter is, it connects to Rosh Hashanah because in the very beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the first Mishnah tells us there are four other Rosh Hashanah, and then there are four dates during the course of the calendar year that are identified for one purpose or another as Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes people find that strange. Rosh Hashanah, like, if you think about it, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, begins tomorrow night. Aleph Tishrei is different. When it comes to the month, Nisan's the first month. How does that go? So the answer is that there are different dates that are classified as Rosh Hashanah. So I explained to the Talmidim that if we think about it, the same thing exists in secular society. Now, the new year, calendar year, changes on January 1st. But the fiscal year, those people in business, the fiscal year is July 1st, right? And the academic year, the school year, is the end of August, beginning of September. So the years in the secular world also, there are different starting points for different purposes. So it's not so peculiar that we have the same thing in Halacha. But one of the things the Mishnah says that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, as we call Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah for the purpose of Arva. Those who are not familiar, so there is a din that a person plants trees in Eretz Yisrael, so for the first 3 years of the life of the tree, he is forbidden to eat or derive benefit even from the payroll from fruit to that tree. The pasuk in the Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim, Shelosh and Yelachem Areli Mo Yachel, and you're not allowed to eat the fruits of those trees. The truth is, most trees don't produce that much fruit anyway in the first 3 years. However, it's interesting, I heard not long ago that now with the agricultural technology, so they are able to speed up the maturation process of trees. They inject whatever hormones, whatever it is, into the tree. Not human growth hormones, but I guess tree growth hormones. They're able to produce fruits more quickly, even with it's beneficial financially, economically, for business purposes. So actually, this has become an issue to do in Eretz Yisrael also. It's more of an issue than perhaps it once was. But anyways, in the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. How do we measure 3 years? It's not that you have to keep track every time you plant the tree. I put a little picket first. A little fine when you plant it. It's not 3 years when you plant it. Whenever you plant it during the year, when the next Rosh Hashanah arrives, Aleph Tishrei, the first Aleph Tishrei that arrives, that is already 1 year. Provided, and that's something discussed in Maseches Arla, provided that it had time to take root, and it had a month. Okay, so in fact, 45 days before. So at the end of Aleph, you plant the tree then, and my farmer says, if you plant it 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, unless he had planted a tree yesterday, the Shabbos. I said yesterday he planted a tree, so that wouldn't be the first year, wouldn't be up. But it was planted a normal planting time, a few months ago. So after 1 year, after the first one, I already called 1 year old. Then after that's Rosh Hashanah, what the Mishnah actually calls Rosh Hashanah Lenatias. And Natias, it doesn't mention or mentions, Natias is a sapling. You plant a sapling, so the sapling, once Rosh Hashanah hits, the first Rosh Hashanah now is 1 year old, and the next Rosh Hashanah is 2 years old, and the following Rosh Hashanah is 3 years old. That would mean that it would be out of Arla on the third Rosh Hashanah, but that's not true, because by that time, it's no longer called an Atiyah. It's not a sapling anymore. At that time, it has grown into an Elam, and we know that Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos here's my focus in the Mishnah between Mishan Bifilo, but you assume two Bishrat like Bifilo, so I actually have to wait to get not out of the status of Orla, that third Rosh Hashanah, but rather the two Bishrat that follows that third Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the dinim that's relevant to two Bishrat. I mean, we grew up, we never knew two, we thought the two Bishrat was just the day that you were, you know, thought about Israel and you got these different fruits like boxes, you know, in school, the PTA gave out a bag and weren't sure what to do with the boxes altogether. You see, you hit the guy next to you. But the truth is, two Bishrat has halachic significance for a number of demons, at least four demons, but one of them is the Orla. That's just a general description of what Orla is. So we have no Talmud Bavli in Masechet Orla, but like the rest of Zohar, we do have a Yishalmi in Masechet Orla. It's an interesting Masechet. I'm not sure, subconscious, I thought it is a good part of Orla, the second part, especially deals with Inyanim relating to Bittul Barov and another thing. Ties into that subject of when you also have
all of the other things, people are supposed to read the all of what's different. So that's what's in the second law. There's about really an industry. There's not a lot of other slides come up.
Again, that relate to people and things along those lines. I will read just, you know, always try and connect what I learned, if possible, to Rosh Hashanah, but this wasn't that hard. Because in the very beginning of Masech HaSorah, probably for the nation in the Rishamba. In the Vilna district, Rav Chuna Shah, Esrog, should have trees, fruit bearing. The deal of, well, that's a question. Now, does your okay, so that's discussed. Gemara says, I'm planning to use it for sukkahs, right? Or coming to the follow it's also. Tree when I didn't plant it. Chazer of Chutz then he himself considered, he thought about his own kashin, he answered his own kashin, he said, yes, okay, nevertheless. Okay, and so the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, Lochem, Lochem, below min ha-mitzvah. So the truth of the matter is that we have, comes to the other, the Arba Minim on Sukkot, the Pasuk says, Lochem, Lochem. And it has to just a lulav and an esrog and an adas one of your own money based on the word lochem. The lomina mitzvah, you can't use money that sought for mitzvah purpose. For example, maisa sheni. Every first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the seventh cycle, so you have to first give truma a certain percentage of your crop to the Kohen, and then you have to give a certain percentage of whatever's left, 10% of whatever's left to the lady. Then the next 10% of what's left, that depends on the year, but if he is 1, 2, 4 in the 7-year cycle, you don't have to give it to anybody. It's your money, but you have to, the caveat is you have to go to Yerushalayim and spend it there on food. And you're not allowed to use that money to speak for your esrog, even though it's for a mitzvah. You're not allowed to, my shesheni money is not for that purpose. So it says, lochem belong to. So look, I'm all kind of there, talking about. Okay, so the question is, in the Torah, the same word lachem is with regard to Orla as well. As if yeh lachem, looks like the word lachem with regard to the Arba Minim on Sukkot excludes something which is money or tied for a mitzvah. So maybe the word lachem, Orla, okay, yeh lachem, arelin, to something which is for the purpose of a mitzvah, right? And then therefore should be exempt from the din of oil. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So then Gemara said, no, the Rav Hafer is shofar. Here it's like defined by shofar. Yom Tzua, it's in the Haftarah for Monday and Tuesday, right? But it says by Parshas Pinchas. By there, the word means you can apply it to everything. You can have any type of shofar, any type, you know. Here too, the chalosu shalosham yalachem arilim lachem mikomo. Just like the Yom Tzur Lachem does not eliminate, you can use, you can get a shofar however you get it. You can even have, we'll see, sorry, you can even, okay, the word Lachem means Yom Tzur Lachem, we call Makam, in any circumstance. So too, when it comes to Orla, it's in any circumstance. That's the Yishalmi here. It's Orla. So it's just interesting, in person stole the shofar. You have a stolen shofar. And you blew that shofar. So, that's very good. Seems to say in the Gemara. Opens up the door to a tremendous amount of. Okay? She'ein ha'mit.
Can steal a fact.
Simple the Rambam. Maybe you steal a shofar. You know, don't try this at home. But he said, if you do it, and you off the case, don't. No din of zela by the sound. So this opens up a myth. Who wrote about or anything to do with Kiyosofa has a major discussion. What is the mitzvah? Is the classic hakira? Is the mitzvah the tekiah? Is the mitzvah the shmia? Right? Is the mitzvah the blow shofar? The mitzvah the blow shofar, so the chayav wouldn't have to blow the shofar himself. How do you run out for? It's a mitzvah shavagufa. Okay? But by mitzvah tekiah, then it's like a mitzvah shavagufa, right? How are you going to do it? You can't put on stone for somebody else. You have to blow. So you have to hear it. The difference. Anyway, that's not our topic. It's a major, major sugya. You know, some raise the question, what do you mean? So if it's true that the instrument doesn't matter, the main thing is the tekiah, the sound, hearing the sound, so what if you have a cotton that blows the show? You have a kid who's 10 years old who can blow the show, or you have a guy who's a trumpeter or something like that, he knows how to blow shofar very well. The horror, what's the difference? You heard the sound. And again, the couple of songs, there's a lot of literature about it. Is the tekiah just a hechsher mitzvah? Right, had a what's the version of a hechsher mitzvah? My sentence again, a lot of yeshivish literature on this subject. But in any event, the Rambam gives this reason that for the reason why the shofar hagazel is okay. So the Rambam on the spot says, Amar Ram, Fafili yevo din gezel. Even if there would be a concept, they don't need that. Yom tura yelachem yikal mokom. Hachi isav yishalmi. He refers to yishalmi. The Rambam, they don't have to come up with this long. There's no such thing as feeling, and they have to open discussion. Whether it's the mitzvah kia, the mitzvah shmir, whatever it is, the Rambam says, I'm interested. We have a gerus hakasus, or a gerus hakasus lachem, so it includes everything. So it's actually a little machokas around the Rambam, and you know, the Rambam is referring to this Yishalmi. The truth is, the Rambam did so offhand. We only had our Gemara here in Orla. We'd rather be asking a very strong kasha. Why does the Rambam have a Yishalmi, which says, Yishalmi in Orla, that says that lachem is understood with regard to kia shofar and Orla? That it's inclusive, not like we say by sukkah, by lulav, rather that the lochem excludes stolen lulav and so on, but it's inclusive. So, what did the Rambam have to come up with? I mean, he's right; he could be right. I mean, again, there are rishonim who hold that the mitzvah key is also part of the mitzvah. They quote from Rabbeinu Zalman, the Rosh Hashanah quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the bracha is not with small kosher, but with kol kosher. That's another masculine. What's the nusach habracha? I don't know if the nusach habracha is with small kosher, but that's how we pass it. But there was a sheet in rishonim. And the rock is to blow the shofar, so it's not so posh. So the driver has a simple point. You don't have to get into this whole long discussion. Right? You just have a drusha. So we only had that Rishalmi and Ola. Okay, but the truth is there's a parallel with another Rishalmi, and that's public a lot. Right? We refer to Rishalmi and Sukkah in the beginning of Parak Lulav HaGozel, where there the Gemara asks, the Rishalmi says, Shofar Akam, Shofar Zachas, Lez Omer Kosher. Question, what if it's a shofar that was used for its kochavim purposes? Either the shofar itself was used in a service related to some idolatrous service, or the shofar came from an animal that somebody worshipped, or whatever it was. Okay, but the lens says it's kosher, and that fits in very well, because who cares what the shofar is? Who cares about the sound? Right? However, the chia says it's kosher, but the osher says it's possible. Then it says, I call both of the lulav shofar possible, but it's still a lulav, everybody agrees it's possible. Mabein shofar, mabein lulav. So why is the chilek between shofar, everyone agrees, lulav, I also possible, everyone knows that position. He says, no, Amar Biosa, the lulav, tzivul kachten lochem, isha lochem, the lulav, so it's it. Well, it's just, I know it. Okay? By lulav, it says, lachem lochem, and that excludes, it means mishalachem, that excludes something from an issue that is your hanoah. But Rav Hocha here, it says, yom tshuya lachem, mikol mokom. You know, the same word lachem, but you see how the Gemara dashes it in two different ways, regardless, depending on what the mitzvah is. That's one answer. Amar Lezer, taman v'gupo yotzeh Rav Hocha v'kol logil. The Svar of the Rambam is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. So the answer to why the Rambam went around, didn't ignore the Yerushalmi that we saw in Orla that I was mentioning, is because in the early Yerushalmi, later Yerushalmi in Sukkah, it's Taka Machlokas. And there is one opinion, and that's what Rambam seems to follow, Amar Lezer, taman v'gupo yotzeh. When it comes to lulav, you're using the very item that was stolen for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to pick up the lulav. But the stolen lulav is no good. Hashem came by shofar, the stolen item, or the dara item, or whatever, that's not the issue. But kolo, you'll say, the sound. So that's presumably the Ramos Macher, is this sheet in the Shaman. It turns out, again, it's the Machlokas in the Shaman. Interestingly enough, I saw in the Eben HaEzel, this is on the Meltzer, great brother in Yerushalayim, has a collection of his Chiddushin Ram called Eben HaEzel. This Ram Meltzer was in the old Yeshuv in Yerushalayim. He was the father-in-law of Ram Kotler. All up in Lakewood. Anyway, so he refers to this, and he says, he thinks, I am Yerushalmi Sukkah Paragimel, on this Ram, I am Yerushalmi Sukkah Paragimel of Allah, Bim Kain, I'm sorry, he quotes this, right? He quotes all Yerushalmi. Nira, the Ram of the forest, the Hach Mandomar, the Yom Tzu Yalachem, there's a question of why did the Rambam prefer, even once we have the Yerushalmi and Sukkah, why did the Rambam prefer that second opinion? And the first opinion, truth, my first opinion seems to learn that from a Pasuk. And the other one's a Svar, right? I mean, you know, so that's all. What's higher, a Pasuk or a Svar? Sometimes the Mor says, Lomali Kro Kloro. Right? That's a whole debate, not for now either. But the Levite, what's a little surprising, you have one opinion says a Pasuk, Lachem, and this is how he dies in the Pasuk. So the other thing is, well, no, with the little of you using the guf hadover, using the very item, chepta, so to speak, for the mitzvah and the shofar, you're not using the chepta. The mitzvah is not the tekiah, the mitzvah is the shmiah. But it still remains a little difficult to get the guf. From the Yerushalmi Orlo, yes, why did the Rambam come up with his own reason? Then we saw the Yerushalmi took it, not the Rambam's own reason, that's one opinion. And the Yerushalmi to Machlokas. But even once it's a Machlokas, why did the Rambam choose the attribute? The Rambam says, because he believes that any that the mandomar the hach mandomar the yom tshuvi elachem ain't a cholikim hach mandomar the tzar come on the gufa oyotzer the hadrosha the yom tshuvi elachem who now need to say the kibben of yom tshuvi b'shofar. He says the two opinions in Yerushalmi and Sukkah are not arguing. It's the same limud. It's not a machloket. The person who holds it, he says that explains what the pasuk means. The pasuk says yom tshuvi elachem as opposed to yom tshuvi b'shofar elachem. Right? He says yom tshuvi elachem. So therefore, and not Yom Tov B'Shofar. The Megalalanu, the Ain't Kiyah Shofar Mitzvah, Al Etzem HaTekiyah B'Shofar. Those are Etzem HaTekiyah B'Shofar Mitzvah. Those are Yashach HaShofar Al Etzem HaMitzvah. Of the Emes, Ain't Maisa HaTekiyah Iker HaMitzvah, El Shmiyat Kol HaShofar, Beit Kiyah B'Shofar, and so on. Zeo HaMitzvah Rakshas of Tanai, Shiyah Kol HaTekiyah. It has to be the sound that produces the Tekiyah, but the Iker Mitzvah of Tekiyah. As I said before, there are those who raised the question, again, all the Achronim raise the question, according to the Rambam, we all came to Kolbin Gezel, we only care about the Shmiah, so why can't a cotton or a woman or anybody who's not Mechivin and Mitzvah himself blow the shofar? Then there's a sefer called the three Sarim that they put together, Moshe ben Chaviv, and the early Achronim put together three Sarim on the Masechtas of the three Tishrei Yom Tovim. They put together, they call it, I think, Shemos Baret, I think that's what the volume's called. So the one on Rosh Hashanah, the Sefer is called Yom Tshuva, the one on Yom Kippur is called Sefer Kippurim, and the one on Lulav is called Kaplos Mar. I think the Israel referred to him as the Kaplos Mar. But the Kaplos Mar is not the one on Sukkah. But anyway, so he raises this kasha, and the briskers have an answer. It has to be, yeah, it's a din. You have to hear the sound of the shofar, but it has to be a tekiah shachir. It has to be tekiah, that's the sound of the bar chiyuva. Otherwise, that's not called the sound of the shofar. Whatever, all kinds of answers. But Mr. Zalman says, Rakshu Tanai, she had kol tekiah. The sound, but it has to be a kol tekiah, or it should be shofar. And they'll say, yes, the sound is what counts, but it has to be a sound from a tekiah from the shofar. The mitzvah is not that every person blows shofar. Therefore, the word lachem doesn't apply to each individual because not each individual is blowing the shofar. When it says yom tshuva lachem, it doesn't mean that every person has to blow his own shofar. We assume not that way. Okay? Therefore, you can't say it's gozel. Anyway, so that's what then he says Nafkamin is about the shofar of Yovel. You know, where it doesn't say Yom Tri Alachem, so the Mela, maybe the din would be different. You know, we don't have the same there. But anyway, that's the Zalman's approach, that's why the Rambam picked that Shita, because he holds that there's no machlokes. There's the drosha of Yom Tri Alachem, which in the case of shofar means an expensive lachem that includes any kind of shofar, any kind of sound. That's gufa because, in the next statement, because the shmir, and now the shmir ain't the cold din gazon stones. So that's his approach. The Torah Tamima on the pasuk here in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Tshuva Lachem, so it's Os Yud Beis in the Torah Chof Tes of the Midbar. So he says the Torah who called a person the Parshas Divya Rambam Lama BeEmes Lo Nokit Zehatam Diyel Lachem. Why did the Rambam not pick the Drosha Lachem? You know, he came up with a different reason. Okay, so yeah, not like a business Zalman, but a little different. He says especially since the bodily seems to, you know, to stress that. But he says, "Came and marshal all Sirlei Haribud." He said, "The answer is because the Babli doesn't seem to accept that because the Nafkamina." He says, "What about a shofar from an Irani Dachas? Shofar from Irani Dachas, the city that everything's supposed to susim if the shur in Irani Dachas, the city that everything's supposed to be destroyed. So lack of shir, that's a shofar. I have a minimum size. Susim if the shur, that's a rabbinic expression, which means that something supposed to be destroyed is considered as if it doesn't exist. It's a shir of zero, right? So." He says that that's the machlokas. It's our team to demonstrate that's the machlokas. The Babli and the Yerushalmi. So he says, you see, since according to Yerushalmi, according to if you hold that the whole din is a shmir, then who cares that it's a tekiah, it's a shofar, shalir and dafas. But if you hold the drasha lachem is mikol mochem. Right? So anyway, he says that's just one other possible approach, which is really a broader shear by itself. Also, the Aruch Lanier, the Yaakov Etlinger, who was a rav in Germany. He was the one who gave smicha to Shamshon Fel Hirsch. The Talmud became more famous than the Rebbe. But Aruch Lanier was a big, great Talmud Chacham. He wrote a sefer called Aruch Lanier that appears on numerous contests, including Sukkah. The Aruch Lanier in Sukkah, Dach Chav Zayin, has a drosh where he basically discusses the subject of mitzvah avor b'aveira. And his question is it in Allah, if you do a mitzvah via an aveira, that's that same discussion at the beginning of Parak Lulav HaGozel. Is a mitzvah bo'aveira, so you don't get credit for the mitzvah. But is that a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? Is mitzvah bo'aveira, din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? So the Aruch Lanier proposes that that may be part of the machlokas. Maybe part of the machlokas. Could be the Rambam. In other words, if you're going to say that the din is lachem, okay, if you're going to say the din is lachem, and so you have a shofar that was stolen, or a shofar that was very nachas, so and you hold mitzvah bo'aveira, the din d'oraisa, so the Torah should be puzzled for that reason. So he wants to propose that the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Avera is not a d'oraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. That's why he came up with this. He preferred the other reason that ain't b'kol, being gezel, it's not a gzel at all. That's why the Rambam went in that direction. That's the suggestion of the Aruch Lanier. And he says it comes out, actually, that the Rambam is l'shit puzzled because the Rambam in Hilchus Lulav, in Derech Ches Halakha Tes, right? Anything which is puffed on the first day of Sukkot. The Rambam says, an astounding comment, he says, all the psulim of Lulav and Esrog are puffed the first day only, not in the second day. First day is the Oraisa. First day is the Oraisa. So he says, you have to own it. However, that's a big question about them. Shane, not a issue either. The Rizid, Rama Spak, Karachet of the Zulah, the test is the geese. Amar Ram, Ena Kolodim, because of the others, Shane Sun, Mishum Hada, Ela Gozo, Havele Mitzah Bobavera. The Rizid brings up Mitzah Bobavera. What happened to Mitzah Bobavera? So they're off on there. It says, yeah, the Rambam's not worried about mitzvah boi. It doesn't have, there's no, I don't even know, so din opi is certainly not a din d'oraita. Maybe in some cases, din d'rabbanan, the Rambam is consistent. That's exactly the same thing. The Rambam here in Shofar says that the exclusion for the Shofar, which is Shofar al-Gozel, is going to yom tru yelachem. Okay, so that's the issue of mitzvah boi b'alevet. So they're off on there, kind of. So it sort of lines up the two Rambam and the two Raivin. It's just an interesting thing. Mitzvah blah blah there is not what we used to hear, but the fact is that it's not so simple that, at least according to the Rambam, it's very striking that the Rambam doesn't talk about mitzvah blah blah there. So Rabbi Daniel Feldman, colleague Roger Tinek, Roshim Moyu, printed a statement called Bina Besorim. So when he printed the first volume, I sent him some Haaretz. He was kind enough to print them in the back of the second volume. So he has. You know, a lot of me, put them anyway. So he discusses this issue. There's a famous Ochaim that the psul of mitzvah of Avera is a psul in the Kiyama mitzvah. Okay, but it's not a psul in the Maisa mitzvah. It's a typical classic Brisker distinction between the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyama mitzvah. Usually the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyama mitzvah come together. Okay, so, he said, that's what he said. Anyway. So that's the language of Khan. Just to clarify, the Maisa Mitzvah is the action, the Kiyama is the fulfillment. So usually it goes together. I pick up the lulav, that's the Maisa Mitzvah, that's also the Kiyama Mitzvah. So let's say put up a mezuzah, the Maisa Mitzvah is banging the mezuzah into the door, the Kiyama Mitzvah that I have a mezuzah, for 25 years, whatever. Because Rav said about Shofar also, correct? Exactly the Rav said, he quoted this Rambam, it's about Shofar also, the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the way he learned the Rambam, not the way the Rambam himself writes in the Tulis. And not, like I said before, that the Maisa, the Tkiya, the Hechshem, the Mishmiya, the he says the Tkiya is the Maisa, but the Kiyama Mitzvah is the Shmiya. And that's how he learned it, exactly. I point out in the Torah that the Minchas Chinuch has a clear about Sukkah, because the discussion, what about a stolen Sukkah? What's the deal if I steal somebody's Sukkah? How do I steal someone's Sukkah? Let's say I go into his house, I kick him out, and I eat lunch there. I kick him with a gun. Okay, that's the question. Is that a stolen sukkah, or is it on property, or I pick up the sukkah, or I take the wood? And there are all kinds of discussions. Sukkah gzula. The Minchas Chinuch says that somebody who eats in a sukkah gzula, so a stolen sukkah, so it's true that he's not mekayim the chiyah to sit in the sukkah because the mitzvah of avera. But it's not called that he was mevatel the mitzvah. We don't consider him like he ate outside the sukkah. All right? We don't say that he was mevatel the mitzvah. It's just he's not getting the key of a mitzvah, but he realized he did a maisa mitzvah. That's pretty much the same swara. And that's exactly what I put here. I was going to mention that the Rav said in terms of the Rambam, Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph Kafel Gimel, that mitzvah bo avera doesn't impact the maisa mitzvah, which is the kiyah. And that's why it's okay to use the shofar gozel. It's only a problem in terms of the kiyah mitzvah. I just put in Derech Agah, to my knowledge, in the whole Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam speaks about mitzvah bo avera in exactly two places regarding the korbanos. Perek Hay of Hilchos Mizbeach, And a little later in Zion. Even though in his Chuvus, he does seem to bring it up in other contexts. But at least there, in the Yarach HaZokit, he doesn't talk about Mitzvah Blah Blah Ver. It's a fascinating thing and a shear in its own right. But Lamais, it works with the Torah Laner, who says that that's why the Rambam came up with this whole different approach, aimed to call Din Gezel. And that's why he says the second day of Sukkot is not a move on Gezel. It's not a problem. But he's not concerned with the issue of Mitzvah Blah Blah Ver. Rosh Bo is also maybe like the Rambam. With Rosh Bo is a tshuva in Chelak Aleph in Tafman Aleph about a stolen Megillah. On Purim, a guy steals a Megillah and he uses it so that I just hear the Megillah. So are you Yotzer Nasi? He writes Mitzvah of the Yotzer, Kemoshi Yotzer the Shofar Gozel. He has all the Lulav. Who Kemoshi Amar Yishalmi? She Yotzer the Shofar Gozel. He Yotzer the Lulav Gozel. Who Pir Shatam? Mavi the Shofar Lulav. Amar Tamalan. The Gufo Yotzer. But the Lulav Yotzer is the item itself. And here it's the Chacham Kolo Yotzer. The Ain Kolo Gozel. Gam Kan. He says the Rosh Bo says the same thing by Megillah. The Megillah, Shani Yotzah, the Gufa, the Kriya. Apo Pisha, Tzara Kriya, Mitochak Sa'ab, the Shofar Nami, and Yotzah, the Kol Shofar. Fine. So that's what he applies it to that. So that's just a way of learning this sugya. I just want to mention, so the idea of Lachem, what does it mean, Yom Tru Yalachem? There's some will make a distinction, you know, by sugya, the word, by Lulavai, the word Lachem comes first. Lachachem, Lachem, the word Lachem is modifying what follows. Yom Tur Yelachem is not referring to the item of the mitzvah, but it's referring to the Yom. It's a description of the day. The day of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tur Yelachem. It's a day that's for you. It's a day of yours. And as I said, my mother was shown, despite the inconvenience of Yartzeit and Erev Rosh Hashanah, I remember, I see what I was prayerless. Yeah, I remember, I don't know if you remember, but when I was sitting in Shiva, she made a comment, because she was nipped on Erev Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. So remember this, you said, or Phil said, that the previous year on Rosh Hashanah, because Baruch Hu had determined that she was going to die that year, but she gave, he gave her the whole year, which is very, very comforting. But in any event, Lamaisa, my mother, Lashon, had the approach to Yontif in particular. In our home growing up, she wasn't familiar with the Rishonim, she wasn't familiar with the Joshes and so on, but she felt that Lachem. My children, the older ones will remember, and my wife will remember, you know, these are days for you, they're for you. It's not a technical din on the midst of the Lord, okay, I'll cast Lachem. The Yom Tuya Lachem, Lachem describes the day. That it's for you, it's for you to enjoy, it's for you to benefit from. That was what she, you know, one of the issues, the Shabbos also, but I'm specifically young, she was very cheerful about all the Yom Tovim and all the excitement about it. She said she always wanted to make sure that Yom Tov was lichtig, and Yom Tov was, you know, there was something special, a special quality with that. That's how she understood Lachem, without the Lachem. But she understood Lachem, there are days that are dedicated, dedicated to you, that you should, you know, you should get something out of it. Whatever it is, we're supposed to get out of Yom Tov. So this, I say, this is a big shiur with Lulu Mishnah. I'm just going to read the last couple of lines of my Masechet Zohar. Say the Hadron, and once again, I express my deepest gratitude to everybody for coming on a busy evening. Again, Erev Rosh Hashanah is always very busy, and I appreciate everybody coming. The end of the Masechet Zohar, some of the dinim of Arla and Kilah Karam are parallel in terms of people and other things. Kilah Karam means you're not allowed to plant in a vineyard, you can't plant vegetables. You can't plant cross, what they call cross planting, cross breeding, Now I plant grain in a field in a vineyard. It's called Kilah Karam. Kilah Karam is also Ostebarnal, like Orla, it's also Ola Bechad and Masayim. Anyway, so there's some discussion about Kilah Karam and Machloka Shmuel and the Yochanan regarding Achilles Zroim and the Kuflar. And so the statement, Tani ain't Ostebarnal, my God, the Kilayim, Bain Kodak, the Kilah Karam, and Achilles Zroim. Kilah Karam is, let's say, grain in a vineyard. Kilah Zroim is intermingling other different types of seeds together. Oh, question, how far away? Okay, Kilayim is also. There's also Rishalmin Kilayim. So a lot of mathematics and charts, you know, to figure out how close they are. Anyway, so Avo Ayaro Tamuvlos Eretz Yisrael is going to be in the Inno of certain cities which are not in Eretz Yisrael, and the people remember this, but it's sort of surrounding the cities, sort of like they're surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, but it's not like a panhandle or something like that. You know, it sticks in a little bit, you know, Oklahoma and Florida sticks in. So those cities are part of Kutzel, but they're surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so they're Osin on Kilayim. You can't, even though it's proximity, you're allowed to work with a God. God is your field in Kilayim. And then Shikashen Shikalayim, Barat, Kachalayim, Bechutzlar. That's the bright. So Shmuel, Paul Shemal Season, Ain Osin in my God, the Kilayim, Barat, Bain, the Kilayim, and Kilayim. In Eretz Yisrael, even the God is your field, so the God can do whatever he wants to his field. But a Jew shouldn't assist the God in Kilayim, either Kilayim or Kilayim. And Aval, Ayot, Avalos, Eretz Yisrael, the Eno, these are names of places. The Chabur says certain villages, Osin among the Kilayim, you can. Kashem Shikalayim, Barat, Kain, Kilayim, Bechutzlar. Yeah, and he understands that this is reference to Kilah Karam. It's also to do Kilah Karam with a guy in these cities around there, so and in Chutzlarf as well. Chab Kilah Zroim Mutter, but his opinion is, this is Shmuel's opinion is, that Kilah Zroim in Chutzlarf is okay to work with a guy in. Yochanan disagrees. Yochanan Possum, I think the Enos in Hagar, the Kilahim, Baris, Bain, Kilah Karam, Bain, Kilah Zroim. Chab Al Ayaros, Hamuv Lois, Baris, Yisrael. Gon Bino, Bino, these places. Chab Usa, Othinuan, the Kilahim, that. Kashem Shbiklaim Eretz Yisrael Kach Kilaim B'Kutzlarz. That's the Kilah Karam. But the other he says refers to Kilah Zroim. It's a typical Yerushalmi in the sense that the word is missing. Those who studied Yerushalmi, there are all kinds of Girsa problems and so on. So it should say, "How the Kilah is Kilah Zroim Mutter." Also, he holds the Kilah Zroim in the Kutzlarz. That's how he learns the mission. Okay, again, the word also doesn't appear in the all the other editions. Also, the Gemara also no. Yeah, Habi Kila Yisroim also. He puts in the missing word. That's what it should say. So the Machlokes, he holds that it's Mutter. Yochanan Shmuel holds it's Mutter, and Yochanan holds that it's Mutter. Hadronach Begich, Tzavu, Sita Lor, Masechus Olo. Hadronach Masechus Olo, Hadronach Olo, Hadronach Masechus Olo, Hadronach 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 Olo, I don't know if I'm saying it's all of that. שאיזה ראש המוסן ולמזה נשואים על הלום המבוך, חנין בר פופו, רמי בר פופו, נחום בר פופו, אחוי בר פופו, אבוי בר פופו, רפן בר פופו, רוחי בר פופו, שיחו בר פופו, עדו בר פופו, דור בר פופו, הרב נור, הנה לדיבר יש עוד חלפינו, חוץ להיות פמפה ביצוע, הנה כולו, אנחנו בצפיינו, בצפי, תשענו, בצפי, פמפה ביצוע, כולו ילדי שפחו, כולו ילדי שפחו, שמונה אוהב, תחפי, נתוסך, ילו מילי, היא לי ניסון, וכוכך למען לבוא, שלום, לא אשכח. Came to have been a hot and the first son of Cain, the final limo of long edition of the last time, has called to be very formal to have settled it off. The Suskar to remind them of Ramus and Mecha Homi and Ali Zari, so some was up for the tea, the Zari of the Zari out of law, the sky and beat his Alecha, Tanaka Osa, the Shaho, the Kishma Alecha, but he told the heat to be Sacha, Kibi, and Ria Mecha, the Sipa of Hoshman's time, or a family in the Solar Archer College.
Repast.